Oh, yeah. Oh, you did it. You clicked on the Osway Bar podcast, a podcast dedicated to growth. We know we're not supposed to be stuck. We're designed to grow and be all that God has called us to be. We post every Monday and Wednesdays. Monday's a segment I call Monday Message. This is where your messages for me. Wednesday segment, that's one of my favorites. This is a segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise. This is where I get to sit down with amazing guests and draw from their wisdom, experiences, and anointing, all for the purpose of growing. So if you're ready, I said if you're ready, growth fanatics, let's do it! All right, and welcome back. What's up, guys? I hope you guys have enjoyed this first month of season 3 of the Osway Bar podcast. I'm super amped. It is Monday message. Happy, happy Monday. Man, if you ain't waking up excited for your Mondays, man, you need to rethink your life, man. Go back to the series Getting in Focus and check that out. I believe that's going to help you get excited about your Mondays. So anyways, I want to just give you guys some encouragement today, just talking about, man, rhythm killers. So, you know, I've gotten some good response about, you know, people building out the rhythms. I do want to shout out Denise from Arizona. Just thank you for the love that you've been sharing on the podcast, on Instagram and stuff like that. Just I'm glad that it's been a blessing to you. And it's just a great reminder. She wrote, you know, that it's a good reminder that when we work, you know, we're not really working towards man, but we're ultimately working towards the Lord, doing all things unto the Lord. And I agree, Denise. So thank you. Thank you for sharing the love. Man, if again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, man, share some love on Instagram, write a review on Apple Podcasts. That would mean a lot if you would just rate it, review it. That would help, you know, get the content out for others to listen and check it out. So if it's really been a blessing to you, just again, share and encourage others to listen as well. So, again, what I want to talk about today is rhythm killers. So, if you guys remember in episode number 73, Getting in Focus Part 2, we talked about focus, rhythm, momentum. So I want to summarize this with you because I've been, you know, connecting with people, and I'm working on a project called Growth Track. You know, and I want to help people who desire to grow and just give a good kind of scope and sequence to operate from, a framework to work from. And I believe focus, rhythm, momentum is something that is huge. It's true. Learned this from Billy Epperhart. And, you know, I've just taken a lot of times to build some things out. And the people that I've been working with has been phenomenal, man. They've really taken this to heart in this growth track, this little project I'm working on. But one of the things that I've been finding is there's some rhythm killers out there. And so, again, let me summarize this focus, rhythm, momentum. So you won't see momentum in your life if you don't have rhythm. You won't have rhythm without focus. So last month we focused on getting in focus. So I encourage you guys again, check that out if you need some focus in your life. But today what I want to talk about is help you. I want to help you guys with your rhythm. I want to warn you of some rhythm killers. And so I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to pray and let's do this. So, Father, I just thank you because you're good, you're faithful. Lord, I just ask right now that you give us grace as we are putting rhythms in our lives, Lord. Your word says to just follow your rhythm grace, Father God. And I just thank you that there's a grace behind this. There's a grace behind what you've called us to focus in. And there's a sweet rhythm we can follow. We just love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, focus, rhythm, momentum. If you're not seeing the momentum in your life, growth, or change, it's probably because you don't have rhythm. If you don't have rhythm, it's probably because you don't have focus. So one of the rhythm killers, and what is a rhythm? Again, it's like a boundary. It's a routine. It's a habit, right? Something that I love. I've heard this quote, you know, you don't decide your future. You decide your habits, and your habits decide your future. So, in other words, we're going to say, you know, you don't decide your rhythms, or you don't decide your future, you decide your rhythms, and your rhythms decide your future. So, with this, what are some rhythm killers? Well, one of them, it's pretty obvious, and I won't spend a lot of time here. Again, check out last month's episodes on getting a focus. There's four parts to that, but not having a focus. again, you can't create rhythms without focus. And a good example is just like, you know, I used this analogy last time. If you've ever seen a photo that was out of focus, it's not clear. It's really hard to read. And again, because there's no direct focus for it. So reason that people don't have focuses is one, there's ignorance, and ignorance isn't a bad word. It's just saying you just don't know what you don't know, right? So sometimes you just don't realize that, you know, sometimes we're just living in life and just doing life and just getting into these mundane routines. But maybe you need a better focus, you know, so asking the Lord to give you that. Again, I encourage you to check out those previous episodes that will help you out. Another reason that, you know, maybe your rhythms are out of whack or some rhythm killers is because your focus isn't true. Like, you know, you may say you're focused on personal growth, but in reality, your rhythm is really, you know, sitting down watching TV, you know, instead of reading books, instead of, you know, listening to podcasts or journaling or all these, you know, awesome personal growth things, maybe really you're just sitting down watching TV. So maybe there's some rhythms that you need to look at of changing, right? And so maybe, again, your focus, you may say that is your focus of personal growth, but in reality, your actions are saying that it's the opposite. So those are some times that you have to come into reality. I had to come to reality on some of those things. My wife, Ella, and I, we had a good conversation about even some of the financial decisions. And my wife clearly called it out, like, "Hey, babe, is this a focus of ours or is it not? Because in action, we're not doing that." And so it was a good wake up call. And so sometimes we need that. It's not the funnest thing to hear, and it's definitely hurts our pride. But again, if you want to be real with yourself, you need to ask yourself: the focuses that you're saying you're focusing on, are they real or not? And if they truly are real, and there's something that you really want to get accomplished and you really want to see done in your life, then you need to really face the facts and just say and put some action behind it. And so the way you do that is by putting rhythms behind it. Okay. Another rhythm killer that comes to mind is people get too complex with the rhythms. So there may be rhythms that look good on paper, but in reality, it's too complex. So you got to keep it simple. Like, example, I remember, again, one of my focuses this year is health and fitness. And I remember here was my rhythm that I put on paper, and it looked good, but in application, man, it was terrible. So what I was doing is at 4 in the morning, I would go run. 4:30, then I'd go to the gym. 5:30, then I'd shower. 5:45, I'd read the word. 6 p.m., I'd journal. 6:15, make breakfast and eat. And 6:45, leave for work. Man, I thought that was awesome. And it looked good on paper, but man, when I got to doing it, and again, I hadn't ran in a while, and I was just getting back into the gym, man, those things were hard for me. It was really hard, and I did it for a couple days, and then what do you know? I stopped. The rhythm was killed, right? Because it was too complex. So what I ended up having to do is I had to fix this, right? So, you know, going to the gym and making a habit out of it. So step one, that's what I had to do. I had to just go to the gym and make a habit out of it. You know, so I didn't run, you know, I just went to the gym. I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to continue to go to the gym. I'll lift. I love doing that. I enjoy that and make a habit out of it. Okay. Step two, I realized making breakfast and eating it every day was really hard. So my wife and I, we decided, you know what, we're just going to prep breakfast. So now what we do is one of our rhythms is like on a Saturday or Sunday, we will prep breakfast burritos. We'll make a whole bunch. So it's a quick grab and go. Right. Another thing is like prepping clothes for the next day. Believe it or not, that was something that helped me out a lot. So I really condensed down my rhythm and just made it easier. Now I'm at a place where, okay, I'm going running in the morning and then going to the gym in the afternoons. So I split up that cardio and weightlifting side. And again, that has been very, very helpful. So sometimes what we need to do if our rhythms are out of whack, you know, they may look good on paper when you're writing out your routine or your habits, but man, you just need to take it down and take a baby step. You know, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 25, verse 23, it says, you've been faithful in the little, then much more will be given. Well, man, that's a powerful concept. Like a lot of times if you've never ran before, don't go and try and run 3 miles, you know, go walk a mile. So when I got back into running, I started baby steps of, all right, I'm just going to go walk a mile this week. I'm going to walk a mile. Just walk a mile. Walk a mile. Right? Next week, I'm going to jog half and walk the rest, the other half. Okay? What am I doing? I'm being faithful in the little. And when you're faithful in the little, it's going to compound and give you the ability, it's going to give you the capacity to increase into more. Another good example of that is, you know, my bench press. In high school, I used to love benching, man. And so when I got back into the gym, I was a little disappointed because I was not benching near what I was benching in high school. But what I started doing is I added 2.5 pound plates every week, just 2.5 pound plates. So, and that's become one of my favorite, you know, weights in the gym. It's 2.5 pounds, right? So I add 2.5 pounds every week on my bench press, and I've seen it jump up. And now it's skyrocketed to a place where I passed myself in high school. So it's a lot of fun, man. I'm really, really enjoying applying this whole method of being faithful in the little. When you're faithful in the little, God will increase you into much more. When you're creating your rhythms, don't start off with this big, you know, crazy dream of doing all these things. Slow down and don't make it too complex. It may look good on paper, but sometimes you just got to look and just, you know, write it on paper. It looks good. Then condense it in half, right? Because the goal and the key of making a rhythm, what is a rhythm? Remember, it's simple. It's something that you can follow, right? My buddy Colin, he got me in this whole mood of rhythm when it comes to drumming. You know, he was talking about when he would go warm up, he would try to do these complex sets with the drums, and he was finding himself messing up, and he'd had to just come back, slow down, and get into the simple rhythm patterns. After he got through his simple rhythm patterns, he was able to build up into the more complex things. So I'm not saying that you can't get to this complex side of things, but you got to first be faithful in the little, then you'll be increased more. So it's too complex. So what are some rhythm killers? Again, you either don't have a focus or it's too complex. It's too complex. Another thing is you're not measuring success. So you have to measure success. You know, you can only manage what you measure. So even for myself, one of the measurements is my scale. One of the measurements is, did I go to the gym and did I drink my gallon of water, right? So I'm looking at my different measurements, and it's a good read. If you guys want to read a book, it's Four Disciplines of Execution. Phenomenal book. It's a big one, but it is a good read. One of the things I learned in there is the type of measurements to measure, and that's lead measures versus lag measures. You know, lead measures versus lag measures. So let me just talk about lag measures real quick. That's very familiar. But lag measures are measurements that are in the past. So example, like I want to lose weight. So I go step on the scale. Okay. That's me stepping on the scale and seeing my weight there. That is a lag measure. I can't do anything with that. That's just something that is just, it's showing the fruits and effort of what I've done in my past. You can't change it. It's lag. Right. But what are lead measures? So it's like, what are the leading indicators that are going to lead me to drop weight? So I know going to the gym is a lead measure. You know, out of, you know, 5 days out of the weekday, how many times did I go? Running, you know, exercising. That's another piece, right? How many times did I exercise? And one of the bigger ones that I've discovered and I'm growing more in is your diet, what you're eating. You know, so how many calories are you intaking? You know, how many of those calories are carbs? You know, so realizing my count of, you know, calories versus the calories I am burning, if I can measure those things, those are leading indicators. So I know if I went to the gym 5 days out of the week, went running 5 days out of the week, drank a gallon of water 5 days out of the week, and I've stayed within my diet plan, those leading indicators, I know when I step on that scale, I'm going to see fruit from following that. So, and there's times where I plateaued in weight wise. And again, because I'm looking, but you know, I don't get discouraged because I'm looking at my leading indicators. So you need a measure of success. You know, just think of it like this: when you played games and basketball with your friends out, you know, side and stuff like that, it wasn't fun if you're just shooting around. I mean, yeah, that was kind of fun, but if you're competitive like me, you know, on the Enneagram, I'm a 3. You know, you would love to keep track. And so what makes basketball fun? It's the score. What makes it even more fun? It's the time. You know, you have to get it done within a certain time. So anyways, all I'd say, like, what's going to help you move forward in your rhythms is measuring success. So one of the rhythm killers is not measuring success. So again, what is killing your rhythm? It's either you don't have a focus, or you're either being too complex, or you're not measuring for success. Last one is becoming impatient. This is a huge one. go back to what I was talking about in episode, number 73, Getting in Focus Part 2. And this is one of the things that I want to share with you guys is you got to become patient. When you become impatient, man, that kills your rhythm. But remember, you know, I love this quote from Ray Kroc. You know, he said, I was a success overnight. Just that night was 30 years long. Man, that's powerful. Why? What is he saying there? He's saying that it took time. Anything that you want done that's right takes time. It takes time. So that's why you gotta get comfortable. Like what 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, you know, live a quiet life, right? Live a quiet life. We gotta be comfortable with living in the quiet. You know, so there's some focuses or goals that you guys want to accomplish. Man, praise God. Get them done. Let's do it. You got to put rhythm behind that. And in that rhythm, you got to be okay with it being quiet. Man, you got to be okay with it being quiet. Patience. Man, it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's who we are. It's what we have. And when you can operate in patience, you're going to see, you know, over time, the growth that comes from it. We come from a day and age that we're so used to everything being fast and quick, you know, move, you know, immediate. But we got to be okay with slowing down and enjoying the process. Enjoying the process. I'll say this one last thing. You know, the prodigal son, he wasn't destroyed because of his inheritance, you know. He was destroyed because he received his inheritance too soon. What do I mean? He didn't have the maturity to handle what was his. See, some of the things that we may be looking at right now, we may say like, man, I just want it right now. But the truth is that would probably destroy you, right? The inheritance, the goals that you're looking at, if you did not go through the process of, like, for example, for me, you know, if I just woke up overnight and all that weight was gone, man, you know what? That's cool. But then within the next year or so, I'll probably get back to the original weight I was at. Why? Because there wasn't a maturity to mature through that process, right? The prodigal son, he was given a huge amount of money and inheritance, but he squandered it all. Why? Because it was coming through something that was not mature enough to receive it. What am I saying? Man, I know right now we have our goals, we have our focuses, and we would like to have it today. You know, 30 seconds. But I'm telling you, if you had it today in 30 seconds, you would lose it. Just like the prodigal son. Because you haven't got to a place of maturity. So what I'm saying, baby, let's buckle our seatbelts. Let's enjoy this rhythm. Let's go through this process together. And I'm telling you, in due time, you're going to see a change. You're going to see growth. And you're going to get it. Those things that you're looking for, and you're going to hold it, receive it, but it's going to be something that you can keep. Why? Because you created a rhythm out of that, a rhythm that can handle it. So what are those rhythm killers? Again, focus, rhythm, momentum. If you're not seeing momentum or growth or change in your life, it's probably because you don't have rhythms or your rhythms are being killed. If you don't have rhythm, it's probably because you don't have focus. So how do you get that? Again, go check out the Getting in Focus series last month, 4 parts. That will definitely hit the nail on the head for you. If your rhythms are being destroyed, you're being killed right now, it's probably because they're too complex. You know, so write it out on paper, write your rhythm out. And again, if it looks good on paper, after it looks good on paper, cut it in half. Why? Because the key to success is being faithful in the little, then you can increase to more. Take a baby step. Remember those 2.5-pound plates, baby steps, and you're consistent with those things, you'll see growth. What is another rhythm killer? Again, you're not measuring success. Man, I'm telling you, measure success. 4 disciplines of execution, phenomenal read. Encourage you guys to check it out. But there's an importance of knowing your lead measures versus lag measures. Create your lead measures and lag measures. If you want more understanding from that, you can DM me at the Josue Bar Podcast, and I'd love to sit down with you and just give you a call, and I can explain more about lead and lag measures, or you can get the book, Four Disciplines of Execution. Okay. Lastly is being impatient. I'm telling you guys, seed time and harvest. Take your time. Okay. So here's our 3-minute challenge for you guys today. I want you to text the next three minutes. I'm giving you guys an option here, okay? Next 3 minutes. Option 1, you can take this on your own. So take the next 3 minutes and open your calendar and schedule an hour and go through your focus rhythm momentum. See what rhythms you have and how to correct them. Okay? See what rhythms you have and how to correct them. Again, if one of those things are killing you, it's too complex, you need to cut that thing in half and make it simple. Now measure success at Success Measurements. If you're becoming impatient, man, I'm telling you, go through the process. You can do that. So take the next 3 minutes and open a calendar, schedule an hour. Or in these next 3 minutes, you can just go to Instagram at the Osway Bar Podcast and just go ahead and DM me growth track. Again, this is something that I'm building out to help people, to work with people. And if you want assistance, you want help, I would love to be there to be your guy. It doesn't cost anything. It's just a project. It's a prototype right now. So if you want to grow more in this, you can DM me at Osway Bar Podcast, growth track, and I'll connect with you. All right, man, as always, thank you guys for listening. Take these next 3 minutes. Enjoy this challenge. Enjoy the pads in the back. We love you guys. Peace.